Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Oterra style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Angela, I am, like, geeking out.
I know you are.
So we have someone on the podcast on here right now, which I extremely highly respect. But first, I got to tell a little bit about how I got to introduce to this person. So, and this will be quick because I want to get to this interview as fast as possible. But people got to know the context of how you basically get into people's radar. How, if you're trying to do something and you want people to find you, this is how it typically happens. So for me, Angela, you and I, remember we're driving up to Northern California.
Yes.
We're going up there to do a bunch of events for some people in our business, right? We're driving up, and I get an email from Ray Higdon. Mm-hmm. And their email is like, hey, I got a guy that's about to do a course on how to do video marketing. You got to watch this training. It's a webinar. It's going on right now. We've got about 4 hours left to drive, mm-hmm. which I'm not looking forward to. But I'm like, okay, this is perfect. I'm all into video marketing. I'd love to hear someone who's an expert that Ray Higdon talks about. Let me go ahead and jump on this webinar while we're driving. So I didn't, obviously I didn't watch it. I just listened to it. But as I'm listening to it, I cannot, like, the goosebumps are just getting all over my body. I'm getting so excited over the things that I'm learning just from this webinar. And finally, as we're getting off the freeway to get to our exit where we're going, I cannot wait to pull over and get my credit card out.
Yeah, this is true.
And buy this program. I needed to jump on this immediately because what this guy was talking about was so different than what I had been doing. And what was great about that is that we've been really successful with what we're doing with video marketing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, we've been doing video marketing for about a year and a half, almost 2 years.
What we thought was, exactly.
We had a few things challenged. So my point is that I was so excited about this. I bought it. And then this was also the first time I decided I was going to get into affiliate marketing. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And so we're in a hotel room and I'm watching this guy's webinar and I literally called everybody I could. I did videos all I could to get as many people to this webinar using my affiliate link because I wanted to know, because I was so sold on this program that I knew that other people had to hear it and we were going to benefit using affiliate marketing. And we were already starting to sign up people and I had never done it before. Do you remember that? Do you remember when I was telling you all about this and
yeah.
you just kind of, what was your, by the way, what was your experience of my excitement during this process?
I thought you were an idiot. Well, because I know everything. I know I built my business. This was my business. I'm doing it the right way. Yeah. I am always right. And you have nothing to say about it. I was very hard-headed. I was very skeptical. The whole affiliate thing freaked me out. I mean, everything freaks me out because I do everything my way. And then I have to, you know, they have to chip away at my hard shell because, you know, I built a business doing things my way.
Right.
So now, anyway, I was against it. Now I'm eating those words. I eat them.
Well, okay. So, and then ultimately we got into his affiliate program and we started, like, there was a contest going on who could sell the most of his program. And so we're like, we're jumping on that. And we just had a really good time. And in doing that process, we connected with the guy who's doing this. And I'm just going to go ahead and introduce him. This great, amazing video marketer. Not just a great video marketer, but also someone who's very good at coaching it and walking you through the simple steps and ultimately getting you really focused and excited at the same time. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome, please, the amazing Mark Harbert.
Welcome.
Mark, thank you for doing this podcast with us today.
Hey, I just want you to know, I officially love you guys. Like, you guys crack me up, man. Like, listening to you guys is just so funny. And, no, it's awesome to be here. Thanks, guys. I mean, I think you guys are amazing. And, you know, it's always exciting to hear, you know, just playing a small part in somebody's journey. And to me, that's what makes this so worthwhile.
I knew you'd appreciate that. I knew you'd like hearing that story.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's wild. At least you didn't, you know, drive off the side of the road and crash. That's, you know.
I'm surprised I didn't. I was so giddy. And, well, you know what? We were actually in San Francisco traffic. That's where we were headed. So we were in Oakland and we were like not moving the car. Like we were lucky if we moved an inch an hour, it was so awful.
Wow.
So plenty of entertainment. I only remember listening to your webinar during that time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You connected, spoke his language. So yeah. we're super pumped to have you because when we did your affiliate program, which and we still do, but when we did that launch, we had a lot of following just all of a sudden open up to you and what you're teaching. But maybe not everybody who listens to our podcast knows your background, your story, because you're not just a video marketing, you're network marketing specific. So you kind of, you tied the two together, which a lot of people don't really understand. So we want you to share your story. Tell us about how it all started and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So for me, I got started in network marketing back in 2000. That's when somebody sat me down at a Denny's restaurant and drew the circles, showed me the whole deal. And literally, you know, that point where you realize wow, there's something bigger. And that was that point I had very definitive in my mind. That I remember where I had an overwhelming excitement of I can actually stop working a job at some point. So for me, that was that defining moment. I got what I call the freedom bug, you know, and it would never went away, you know? And getting into network marketing with excitement and not having a lot of personal development, I was also a very shy person. So I had to go through many years of struggle, many years of not getting any results, but I stuck with it. I mean, I stuck with it for 12 years until I actually got to a point where I was like, you know what? I can't find enough people to talk to. I need to figure out how to do this. And I started searching around online, and that's when I started really studying online marketing and how could I learn to attract people to me. And I learned the concept of attraction marketing, which I think is you'll never get me to market any other way, because I just love to train and give value. And then the people that want to work with me will naturally reach out to me, and it happens every day. And so for me, that was really my story. I went through many years of struggle, and it wasn't until I really fell into what my strength was. And that was that I just loved the marketing side of it and kind of the it's a little bit non-traditional, the belly to belly, but I knew the internet was going to be, it was so big. And literally, I mean, people were so resistant to it when it started to really become prominent in our industry in like 2008-ish. But now it's just widely accepted, you know, that, hey, this is one of the primary ways to build, because everybody, you got to go where the people are. And not everybody's at the bookstore anymore. People are buying their books online. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you got to find a way to get with those people. So learning internet strategies can be in a very effective way to build a business. And I knew that and I could see that. And that's when I really started to, you know, just become a student. And I bought up every course, everything I could ever get my hands on, and eventually just kind of developed my own style. And went for it. And then 2012, which was 12 years after I got started in the industry, I had my first six-figure year. So it's kind of how it started. So fun stuff.
Can you just because I really want to drive that home, can you say that part again about attraction marketing, please?
Yeah. Well, it's really the difference between, because, you know, when I first got started, I was very, very shy. Like I was one of those guys where very timid. You know, in high school, I was the guy that was very afraid to ask the girl out because I didn't want rejection, you know. I was just very, very timid, and I was like that. But what I loved about network marketing and the home business industry was that it was personal development with a pay plan attached, mm-hmm. the way I looked at it. And I literally, eventually at some point started taking on personal development. But, you know, for me, that was really the big thing. But what I found also is that, you know, I also found that I was chasing people constantly. You know, mm-hmm. I was running after people. And I know we like to be blunt on your podcast. So
yeah, we do.
I was just chasing people. And I hated it. I mean, I'd be honest with you. I absolutely loathed it. I hated going to the gas station and going to the restaurant. And I couldn't even, like, enjoying my dang meal because all I could think about was how in the heck am I going to prospect this waitress? And it's like, I got my wife right in front of me and, you know, I can't even enjoy my time with her because I'm like, okay, what line am I going to use? And how am I going to, you know, and I couldn't even fill the gas tank because I'm like, okay, there's a guy on the other side. What am I going to say to get the conversation going? You know, and it's like everywhere you go, you're just like this annoyance to everybody. And I just got tired of that. And that's when I was like, okay, I got to figure this out. And so I started realizing how to use the internet, but to actually attract people to you that would look at you and say, wow, you know, the information he has is really good. I got to find out more. You know, people would email me, they'd connect with me on Facebook. And so that's the concept of attraction marketing, is bringing people to you that actually see value in what you do rather than, you know, pitching the greatest opportunity in the world where people just run the other way. And so totally different concept for me, but I'll never do it any other way because it works.
Right. I'm just a huge, believer in adding value, not, you know, adding your price tag or how much something costs. So talk about for you, what, you know, when you first started putting content out there, what was value for you to put out there? What was that?
You know, really like value is number one, when you learn something, okay, nowadays it's easier than ever to turn right around and share what you're learning. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that, like, you go to an event and what's happening? You got six-figure earners, seven-figure earners on stage training you on the strategies that they know that work for them. And what most people do is they'll sit there and take rabid notes and they won't do anything with those notes.
Right.
They just, it's all this head knowledge and they don't really go out and share it. What happens if you turn around and start sharing that with people? What happens if you're in a health and wellness and rather than pitching your product, you actually become a health advocate and you start training people on strategies on how to live healthier lives? And then, oh, by the way, if you really want to add to the mix, here's a really good supplemental shake that can really help you get all these minerals I'm talking about. It's a totally different approach. And most people, they're so into cramming, you know, their thing down your throat that it's so good and what you're taking is so bad. And if you only took mine, it would be really good. And that just is, people run the other way. So you got to be an advocate rather than a salesperson, I think, an educator, you know? Okay. So that's really what sharing value is. And we all have it. Everybody has it in whatever area of, you know, expertise we're in. You know, I specifically focus in on marketing. I love to teach others marketing.
Yeah.
Some people are just so good on the health and wellness side and they're so knowledgeable. Share that knowledge. Stop pitching your product. Just share the knowledge and that will lead people to you. And then guess what? Now you've got a product that, because you become like a trusted advisor, people will buy it from you.
That is the thing that helped us. That's when we realized that affiliate marketing was something we needed to look at seriously, because we had gained a following of people who just trusted us, even if they didn't trust us as being this great video marketers or whatever.
They trust us with the content we share.
Yeah, they trust us with that, right? And
you guys have proven yourselves as leaders to people, you know, and that's really what it's about. Same concept.
Yeah.
In fact, that's kind of all we really did for like a good, I mean, for like a year, like for me, just for me, when I did this, when I started jumping on doing videos was when Periscope had just come out. And this was way before even Facebook Live was really happening. All I did was go on and just talk and just shared value and didn't even say, hey, you need to buy this or you need to buy that.
Here's my link.
And I didn't have a link anyway. Right. So it worked to my advantage that I didn't have something for them to buy. I just had something I was learning that I was desperate to talk about.
Yeah.
And did it for a long time before finally, okay, there is something I can tell you. I can sell you. I got this really good thing. And all of a sudden people are just like, yes, just like that. No questions asked. It was easy. Yeah.
So why is video so powerful now? More powerful than, you know, any other form of communication? Why is video so powerful?
So there are certain principles in life that will never go away, no matter how advanced technology gets. And that is still, especially in our industry of home business, it's still all about relationships. And that's still there. The internet, social media, you know, driving traffic, building a list of emails, you know, I mean, all these kinds of things are all, they're only ways to communicate, and that's all. And when you look at it from that point of view, what is it that really helps people connect with you more on a personal level? It's when they see you, they can read your emotions. You know, when you say something, if they can't see the little smile that you give, it may come off different. You know, we've all been there where you send an email and the person takes it completely wrong than the way you meant it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We've all seen that.
Yeah.
But it's like, what happened if you were to say what you said and it was in the tone and the facial expressions that you gave it? People can clearly see that you didn't mean it with, you know, that you meant it a certain way. And it's because that's why video is so important, because you can communicate a message and people get to see who you are and get to know you. Because I'm telling you, like, I've made literally thousands of videos. And I'll tell you, I've had people that reach out to me that say, you know, I've been following you for a year and a half and I've never reached out to you. And I've just watched you so much and you're so awesome in what you share that how can I work with you? You know, and it's like, they feel like they know me and I've never met this person before.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's incredible. I call it automated rapport building. It's just, you got videos out there doing things for you and you're not even around.
Yes.
That's why it's so powerful. It really is. It gives people a way to know, like, and trust you, and you're not actually having to be there doing all the work all the time. The videos are doing it for you.
Yeah.
You've experienced before when you go to those, when you go to events and you have total strangers coming up to you and you've never met them before. You've never seen them, but they know everything about you.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you're the greatest thing on the planet.
It really honestly turns you into a mini celebrity.
It does.
It really does.
I was geeking out at GoPro. I literally ran into two of my favorite people. They're a couple, you know them well. Yeah. And I about lost it. I lost it. And then my leaders look at me and they're like, that's how everybody feels about you that knows you. And I was like, no way. Because I just about threw up a little bit.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Like, I'm serious. I've had people at events come up to me crying.
Yeah.
Like, thanking me for helping them. I'm like, wow, you know, this is weird, but it's cool, you know?
Okay.
And so it really is the impact. I mean, why do you think, like, when the age of the television came along, it just totally changed everything? Because people could see now. You know, I mean, when you go back and you look at all these different, like, shifts in culture, you know, when the radio came along, you know, and then you had TV came along, and then, you know, remember the VCR, oh my gosh, you know, now we could watch pre-recorded TV, you know, and then, you know, now it's just crazy. I mean, you can watch live broadcasts on your phone, you know, anywhere you're at. And so it's all about communication. And so when you understand that the underlying principles of relationship are still there, then you really get to understand why video is so powerful and why it's so amazing to communicate the message. So.
And I have to ask this because I know that because you are probably one of the best experts at marketing that I know of. What's the difference between marketing and prospecting?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. So there really is a difference. And I mean, I have to give credit where credit's due. I've learned a lot from Ray in this aspect too, Ray Higdon. But, you know, there is a difference between active prospecting, where you're actively seeking people out to have conversations, find out. And then there's marketing, which is passive in nature. And passive marketing is where you're creating videos, putting content out. Maybe you're even putting an ad out on Facebook, or you're doing something and people are clicking on an ad and then they're getting to know you through a process of passive actions, which is like maybe a blog post or whatever it may be. Active prospecting is where I'm actually like seeking people out, you know, writing people on Facebook. Hey, I'm starting something. Are you interested? Could I, you know, send you a link? You take a look. Things like that. So there is a major difference on that. Now, marketing is very powerful, number one, because once you get that ball rolling and it's moving, it really kind of gets a legs of its own and it really takes off. But where most people get hung up on the marketing side is it can take a good 6 months, 9 months to really get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's rolling, it snowballs if you just keep going with it. So there's, and the act, like a lot of people, I've never met anybody that says, I want to make money slow. So I always tell people, you know, if you want to make money fast, go out and do some active prospecting.
Right.
That's the fastest way. Get out there, use the tried and true principles of belly to belly. You know, even if it's on Facebook, that's fine. You know, but the passive marketing, if you can really nail that down, is super powerful. It really yeah. is. So
I was just talking to someone about that today. In fact, there were, you know, they've been doing videos for about 2 months. And I'm like, keep going. Just keep going. So there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about, because I know we've got a lot of listeners who are shy in nature.
Yeah.
If you can maybe talk a little bit about your own personal transition there, yeah. You know, where that, how that happened for you. And then maybe somebody can just kind of relate to your story on that.
Yeah. You know, definitely. I mean, all of us in one way or another are self-conscious about something, you know, we may be self-conscious. Maybe I'm, you know, I got a little extra, you know, love around the midsection, you know, or whatever, you know, and sometimes it's just the self-image that keeps us a little bit shy. Where the underlying thing about it, and this is one of the things that I talk about, especially with a lot of new students, is the underlying thing when it comes to video is we're afraid of looking silly, and we're afraid of saying things wrong, maybe not saying it the right way. And that is two of the major things that hold people back from actually doing video. Is that fear of rejection is really the base of it. They don't want to be rejected by people. But truth is that I have found that the best way to get over the shyness is, number one, doing the first video or two. Because, and I even encourage people, like, you know, take your phone, create a video, just do one of yourself and don't even give it to anybody. Just you watch it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can do it. And, you know, you don't have to send too many, but just get over that initial hump. And I've actually had students where one guy, I remember one time, he was just like dreadful fear, like literally so afraid. And I got him to do one video and he sent it to me and it was 55 seconds long. I still remember it. And he's literally like shaking. And I mean, I can see like his lip is twitching and, you know, he sent it to me and I'm like, awesome, man. You did your first one. He's like, really? Like, so what's the next step? And I'm like, go do five more. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I said, send them all to me. You know, just send them to me. Literally by the third video, his whole demeanor had changed.
That like, cool. I could
see this confidence starting to come over him. So the best thing that I can tell people is just do one and then do another and do another. By the third or fourth video, you'll be totally over the shyness. And you, ultimately, you know, and I do warn people, you may get people that say negative comments here and there.
Yeah.
But that's part of it. I mean, you're never going to have success without your haters. I mean, you just have to, I always tell people, if you get haters, then you're doing something right.
Yep.
So, you know, just keep that in mind.
Yeah. So you didn't look this composed on your very first video?
Yeah. I have my first one and it's, I have my first one, but people don't realize that I did about 20 to 25 takes to get that first one. And it still is funny. I mean, I look like I was just totally cheesy, you know, but I didn't care. Like, I wanted success more than I cared about how I felt.
Did you notice that transition? Did you notice that transition happening a lot? Like, when you first start out, you sound a little, like you said, cheesy, corny, maybe even like you're saying things that other people say all the time. But at some point, there's like a progression that happens. Yeah.
Because the truth is, we are our own worst critic. And while you may think you sound cheesy, other people don't.
That's so true.
People are not. See, we think people are thinking about us and like people don't. Look, we all speak one language and it's what's in it for me.
Exactly.
You know? And that's what most people are thinking. They're not thinking, boy, is he really cheesy? You know, 95% of the time, boy, he sounds really cheesy. They're not really thinking that. You know, they're more thinking about, okay, what's this guy or gal got that can benefit me?
Oh gosh.
If you just share a simple tip, something, people will get benefit from it.
That's so true. It's one of my most popular videos I ever did, besides the one that I have going on now from Snapchat. It's hilarious. But it was my child circling me with her scooter, saying hi every time she passed the camera, no makeup, messy hair, almost in tears, crying about how, you know, something went wrong, but I figured it out because that's what we do. And it was like the most, because everybody who messaged me said, I got something from that. What I took away was this. What I took away was this. And I'm worried about, oh my gosh, I look like I just rolled out of bed. But they didn't care.
It is. And I mean, sometimes people actually, we live in a very voyeuristic society. Like people really want to they love to look in and see what other people are doing. So when you're showing like a little aspect of your life, like, you know, I have a couple coaching clients and, you know, the one of the first few calls, like she was so concerned because her kid was in the background making noise. And I'm like, don't even worry about that. That's why you're doing this. The kids, you know, I don't care if they're noisy in the background. I used to be really self-conscious about that. Like I had to be super professional and I'm like, dude, this is the, and I finally got to the point where I was like, you know what? This is the home business industry. I'm not here to be professional. Okay. I'm here to like, just provide value to the marketplace, do it my way. And if people like it, cool. You know, and ultimately that's what I had to stop worrying about. That it really, it's kind of like showing your freedom, you know, it's showing the real life day to day. And that's where people can really relate to you. So when they see that video of you and your, you know, your daughter circling around you, number one, it's probably funny to watch.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. People get something out of it and they think, wow, she's just like me, deals with the same things I deal with. And it, there's a connection there immediately.
Yeah. So. It's powerful to connect that way with people. It really is. It's why I did this business, because I connected with that person that shared it with me and thought, oh my gosh, I could pull myself out of this situation we're in. So, you know, there's power and vulnerability and connection there too.
Yeah.
Right on. So that, we got a couple of questions for you to answer. Yeah. I really want to get your feedback on a couple of things that we know a lot of people really could benefit from hearing. And we love hearing the different answers on these.
Yeah.
So real briefly, do you have the book?
I did have the book. Look at me, not prepared.
Okay, sorry.
We have a book.
So we have a book. This a friend of ours, her name is Martha Finney. She was friends with Margie Alaprandi. I'm sure if you know who she is. Mm-hmm. But Margie's this, she's a big shot in network marketing. And Martha really wanted to get into network marketing for herself. And so how she learns how to do something is she writes a book on it. Okay. So she's written many books. And that's so fun. She went out and interviewed, I think it was 70 network marketing professionals, 70 of the best in the industry, including Ray Higdon and a few other people. And so she met with them all because they were all contacts through Margie. And I think Jordan Adler's in there and a bunch of other people you and I probably heard of. But she asked them, she just sat down and made the interview simple. She asked them these three questions. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to get their feedback. And then that's what her book was.
Yeah.
And so the first question was, what's the best thing that a person, what's the best thing to do to, when building a network marketing business? Mm-hmm. There's my son in the background. Yeah. What's the worst thing to do? And then what is the first thing they should do?
But I'd love to tweak it just slightly. I'd love to tweak for video marketing.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
I want to tweak it that way just because I think it's, but video marketing rolled into network marketing. So
yeah,
cool. When someone decides they're going to do it, what's the best thing they can do?
Okay. So maybe this is a two-part answer. So when it comes to network marketing, doing your business and really whatever, I kind of wrap, just so you know, network marketing into direct sales. You don't necessarily have to build the downline if you have a direct sales where you do a lot. I kind of lump it all together.
Sure. That's totally fine.
Whenever you're doing a business, first off, the best thing that you can do is define why you're doing it. And the reason why is because it's not all roses. I mean, you know, there's ups and downs. And if you don't have a strong reason, like a compelling reason that you're doing something, the temptation to quit will constantly plague you and eventually it'll get to you. And so I would say when you're doing your business, the best thing that you can do when starting your business is really get a heart-to-heart reason, you know, a hard, heartfelt reason as to why you're doing it. Now, in terms of video marketing, what's the best thing that you can do? I guess that part of the answer has two things too. Number one, always be investing in yourself, training, personal development, courses, constantly investing in yourself and your skills, and then turn around and we have like the most powerful weapon in our hand, and that's our cell phone. Like everybody's mobile today and the cameras on your phone. I mean, it takes about 6 minutes to do a 5 minute video, you know, you do a 5 minute video and you upload it and it, you know, or whatever, or you can do a live where it's literally, you know, takes 5.5 minutes, you know, to do a live video. And but turn around and take the value that you learn and things that you're learning and turn around and share it with others. Don't sit on the information. And you'll be surprised, especially with video marketing, that it won't take long to start attracting people to you. I would say that if you do it consistently for about 30 days, you're going to be surprised. You'll start seeing, you know, some movement, and people will start to be going, you know, I mean, back in the day when I kind of really started getting into video, that's what I did. I just shared little tidbits here and there, and people started going, man, I look forward to your minute and a half video you do, you know? So that's what I would say is the best thing you can do.
That's awesome. Great. And so true. So okay. Let's go on the opposite spectrum of that.
Fun.
What's the worst thing you could do when starting out or when going for it?
Yeah. Boy, what's the worst thing that you could do? I think the worst thing that you could do would be, first off, listening to the people who have never done what you are trying to do.
What? Okay.
My brother-in-law is not the. Yeah.
And because so many people they listen to, you know, if I would have listened to some of my family members, which are my, you know, God bless my father. I love him. My dad means the world to me, but you know, he wasn't always, you know, he was always that kind of skeptic. And I just remember, you know, him saying, Mark, you know, those things never work, you know, and you know, he's not being really sarcastic about it. He's just saying they just never work. You know, most people never make money in those things. And, but I decided not to listen to my dad because he had never had success in that. I would rather listen to somebody who was having success in what they were doing. And so the worst thing that people could do is listen to the people who have no experience in that. And it really gets down to and I learned this many years ago, was don't try to learn how to make 6 figures a year from somebody who makes 40,000 a year.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's just that simple concept. Wait, you're going to tell me how to make this amount of money, but yet you've never done it.
Right.
Why would I take advice for you on financial advice? And it's not to be mean. It's just, I'm not going to go there. You know, I want to, you know, so that's the worst thing people could do is just listen to people that are not moving you in that direction. Find out who's doing it, what's making it happen, and go for it.
You know, the big takeaway I'm taking from that too is even to not listen to ourselves. In that situation where we doubt ourselves, we doubt whether we can do it or not. Well, yeah. We're not the authority.
And that's another one too. Don't even listen to yourself. Like you have to, like, that's why going back to the first thing, you got to figure out that compelling reason as to why you're doing it. Because when you get to, you know, the worst thing is people have self-doubt creeping in. You're listening to the voices around you. I mean, I always tell people, you got to be a stubborn SOB. You just got to decide. You know, and Angela, you probably would fit right in here, right?
Well, here's my thing. And the one thing Angela and I both have in common is that we were both kind of spoiled as children.
Yeah.
You know, and we kind of got what we wanted when we wanted it. And when we didn't want it, we'd get angry and throw a fit. You know what I mean? So
in my defense, I was raised by a $1 million earner in network marketing. So I have a plushy upbringing. So. Yeah.
You're like, I gotta keep that going.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that whole stubbornness is like, for me, it's like, I don't care if I don't know how to figure this out, and I don't care if you tell me I can't. There's other people that are doing it, so I just don't care. I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah,
and I like that.
And another thing to expand on that, because you know, talking about this, a lot of things are starting to pop in my head. But one of the worst things you can do is be frozen. And constantly be like preparing to get ready to take action. Mm-hmm. And so many people are in that mode. Like I was just doing a training yesterday and you know, I've seen people in this industry for years and they're still preparing to get ready to take action. And it's just, it's horrible, man. Like, and the reason it's fear holding them back. But for me, I always used to be that guy where I had to know everything before I did it.
Yes.
I had to make sure I understood every nook and cranny of it. And when I finally got over that, now I'm the guy that's like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And I jump off the cliff and I'm going to figure out how to get a parachute on the way down. You know what I mean? And that's really the best way to do it.
To give you big props. Like when the Just Broadcaster, the application came out.
Yeah.
And you just jumped on. And I remember the first one you did, it wasn't a video. It was a video of you kind of going, okay, I'm just kind of learning this.
Yeah.
I'm oh my gosh. Like, to me, I'm like, of course anybody could do that. And in fact, that's how I followed suit. Yeah. I just like, I don't know how to do this. I'm just going to go live and let people watch me figure it out.
Yeah.
I found that very compelling.
Yeah. And the biggest thing is people won't care about it unless you care about it.
Yeah.
If you care about it, they're going to care about it. Like if you're worried so much about that, they're going to be worried about it. So just be real. That's the biggest thing. And you know, so.
Yeah. So much truth there. It's, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, hey Mark, I'm curious. I'm going to start doing videos. What's the first thing I should do?
If you're going to do videos, first off, you need to understand you don't need a whole bunch of fancy equipment. Okay. You already have it in your pocket. It's your cell phone. Okay. Now, I do want to preface that I'm not talking a flip phone. So if you haven't got over your flip phone yet, you should get out of that. Get an iPhone or Android, whatever.
Okay. But
those cameras are the best. So first thing that they should do, honestly, especially if you want to get into video, is just, what did you get value from today? Kick on your camera and talk about it.
Yes.
And that's really the best thing that you can do, the very first thing. And so that would be my biggest thing. And then also, you know, maybe put together a plan of action for 90 days. You know, just come out. If you're starting a business, just commit to a 90-day period of doing something consistent enough. And if it means video marketing, create a video a day for 90 days.
Okay, so it's that simple. That's the plan. A 90-day plan. Just do one video a day for 90 days. Just
do one video a day for 90 days. Go after it. Share value that you're learning through courses, training. Maybe you're going on a training call. Turn around, share that with people. Maybe you learned something, you know, watching TV or a movie, and it reminded you of a principle in business or with your product or something like that. People really make this more complicated than it is. It's just not complicated. We make it more complicated, I mean, than it really needs to be. And it's just not that way.
That's awesome.
It's so true.
Okay. Mark, this has been awesome. Thank you so much, man. Yeah. Let's share.
We want more of our people who follow us to know you, to find you, to seek you out, to work with you. How can they do that? Where do they go?
Best place is my blog. I mean, markharbert.com. That's where that's my home online. So, you know, that's the best place to find me.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
What can they find on your blog? What goodness is there to just draw them in?
Oh, just super awesome goodness. It's, I do training all the time. So I'm doing blog posts. I do webinars on a regular basis. So it's all kinds of stuff, but I am just constantly doing stuff. I mean, if you're on my blog and you're there, you'll see new content all the time. Yeah.
We will go ahead and give that blog our two thumbs up, because honestly, it is chocked full of value. And so we encourage people to just go see for yourself.
I love how quickly digestible it is. Yeah. Just boom, done, get it. And then I can apply it right now. Yeah. It's something that I follow. In fact, we've got our own website where we do monthly trainings, but I follow your monthly website. I'm on there. I'm watching what you're doing. I'm seeing how you're helping people. And I'm just trying to mimic it as best I can with ours. So I think for all our listeners, they need to, you're still selling the No Fear video marketing system.
Yeah.
Which is killer.
We'll make sure that we attach our link to that for you guys.
Our link would be in the notes for anybody who wants to get on that. It's incredible. It's a must have when it comes to video marketing.
No, I just want to say something too, before we close out. So this is my first, experience with you guys. Okay. Yes. So I'm in the middle of my product launch. And, you know, every day, like, I'm going through the leaderboards, like, seeing, you know, who's selling the most courses and all. And, like, all of a sudden, like, this explosion, I'm like, who is this Via guy? I have no idea who. Yeah,
it was, right? Well, it was my name that was on there, but it was mostly Angela, right?
Right, right. And I'm like, who is this? And I'm like, I have no idea who they are. And all I know is, like, it's like, boom, 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 like sale after sale. And you guys are just like rocking it, man. And so right away, that is my, like, my first view of you guys is, man, these guys like know what they're doing, and they're just out there making it happen. And So I just want to say to you guys, I mean, I've been nothing but impressed with you guys since the day I saw your name, you know? And so kudos to you guys. Keep doing what you're doing because you're doing it right. And anybody who hears this, you're following the right people. So,
oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So we're Mark Harbor approved?
I have an official stamp.
Yeah, let me see at the bottom of our website.
You can put it on your blog, you know.
No, he's the smart one. He finds the people. I did not find the people. And then he's like, Ange, I need your help. I'll come in and blast a lot. Yeah. And then, you know, people go, all right, Angela knows what she's talking about.
Right. It was, you know, working with you and then, of course, working with Ray, we're learning something, Angela. We're learning something. You need to be a part of this. This is a bigger world.
Right. He was right.
We have an opportunity to really impact people on an even bigger level, you know, than we had been up to that point. We've done a great job up to that point, but I'm like, we can expand our you know, our reach, our impact on people by just getting connected with people like you and Ray and other people that we're working with. So we couldn't.
Affiliate marketing can be such an abundant way to make money right along with what you're already doing. And I mean, it's giving people the training that they need and things like that, the tools. And it's just such a great way to supplement your income in your business overall. Because your business, ultimately, it's you. Yeah. I mean, that's really, you know, what it comes down to. So.
And I will say that becoming an expert in the video marketing world, like we had been doing, sets you up to become a really good affiliate marketer.
Oh, gosh,
it really does.
Anybody can do it, but it sets you up. So definitely check out Mark's No Fear video marketing program. We absolutely are huge fans of it. It's changed our game. And make sure you go find his blog and just follow him. You're not going to be disappointed. So thank you so much, Mark.
Yes, for being you guys here, are awesome.
Taking the time, pouring into what you do. We appreciate you. I know many, many of our listeners do. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. All right. Yes.
All right.
So from Mama's Little Biz podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.